97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, they ain't playing around with Milton down in Florida. And Sue Thomas's friend Steve Jervey, who has been a great hurricane correspondent for us, is going to visit with us here in about 10 minutes for the very latest. He's down in Tampa. He's been there for 25 years. Used to be here at KDNL for a stretch in the 90s. So some of you might remember, I shared a story in August, right when school was starting, about a situation at Knifer Middle School in Kirkwood. And it dealt with a teacher that had a Palestinian flag that was in his classroom, middle school teacher, a parent approached him and said, hey, why not, you know, have the Israeli flag in there? And then the conversation got very strange. And I tried to shed some light on this story for a while, and I think I achieved that. But then things kind of got quiet. And I heard over the weekend from Alana Austin, who's the parent that raised some of these concerns, and she told me she was prepared to discuss some of this. So, Alana, welcome to the program. How are you this afternoon?
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. I really appreciate you being patient during this quiet period.
Well, I guess I expected that maybe some lawyers got involved, et cetera, and I wasn't sure what the whole story was, but I do think it's an important story to share. I really do.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So part of it is, you know, I gave the district my word that I would not go to the media while they were kind of conducting this proper investigation. And they concluded it last week with no result. And so I said, you know what? I've held up my end of the bargain. I think it's time to make this story a little bit bigger. It didn't have to be so messy. It didn't have to be so public. You know, this teacher, Jason Kipp, he actually was also employed at Eureka teaching football, and they did the right thing from the very beginning. Meanwhile, Kirkwood has done nothing. So, yeah, here I am to speak on behalf of Jewish students, students of color. Really, it's kind of crazy how poorly it's
been
handled.
Really is. And let's give a little background here. So Jordan Palmer, who I had on the air, did a great, you know, accounting of this in the Jewish Light in August. I didn't see any other coverage outside of maybe one television story, and I highlighted this quite a bit. But if you can kind of go through what happened on August 14th, Alana.
Sure. Yeah, so August 14th, it was back to school night, curriculum night, where only the parents come in to meet all of the teachers that their students will have that year. And so there are two Jewish families in eighth grade, and the other Jewish family was in, you know, Mr. Kipp's classroom. They saw the flag. They approached him. They asked if he would hang an Israeli flag, and, you know, kind of very gruffly was like, no, that's your version of history, which is such a bizarre response.
Yes.
And so, you know, there's like probably a 15, 20 minutes during which Jason had time to think of a better response. So, you know, my husband and I come into the classroom. And of course, again, see this Palestinian flag and calmly approached him and just said, you know, hi, no flag should be a symbol of hate, but this really has become kind of a call to the end of Israel, to death to Jews. We are Jews. We're Holocaust, you know, the descendants of Holocaust survivors. Would you also consider hanging an Israeli flag?
And he by the way, that seemed like a pretty, in you know, when you think of the whole scenario, that seemed like a pretty polite request.
I mean, I thought so. Right? Like, here's a teacher. I don't know him. There's no reason to argue. I'm trying to, like, seek to understand. Maybe he really doesn't understand. Like, maybe he doesn't know, although he's a history teacher, right? The symbolism of all of this. And he just said no.
Yeah, but then when you say, look, we're descendants of Holocaust survivors, and you hope that he would reconsider, that's when it really takes a turn, right?
Yes. I said, you obviously don't know us. You know, we are the descendants of Holocaust survivors. And he said, well, that's your version of history. And I kind of stood back and I repeated his words back to him and said, did you just say that the Holocaust is my version of history? And he said, yeah, that's one version of history. And, you know, other parents are witnessing this and they're obviously shocked and concerned and confused that a teacher is saying this in front of other people. And so I said, okay, we're going to continue this conversation with a principal. And he said, no, ma'am, we're not. And that was those are the last words I've heard from him since August 14th.
So you shared that with Beth Ruta, who is the eighth grade level principal. And she says, look, write this stuff down, which is one of the reasons you kind of remember the accounts, because you wrote all this down and you wrote letters, right?
Right. Immediately, she was very responsive, and she just said, I don't want to misrepresent what you and the other Jewish family heard. Please write this down basically immediately. She said, I'll wait up for you. So we did. So, yes, to your point, that's why I'm able to. And I think when someone is a Holocaust denier and says something so jarring to you, it's hard to forget. And so we wrote it down. And, you know, the next day they were like, great news. We're pulling the Jewish kids out of class. This is part one of the plan. Great. perfect. Part one suggests that there's going to be part two and part three. Yeah. And
how about part two, removing the Holocaust denier from the Kirkwood School District? That would be my part two, right?
Well, I think you know what part two is, which is like, I'm like mortified to even say it out loud because it's so embarrassing on behalf of Kirkwood Schools. Their part two was for us to sit around in a circle and pass a stuffed animal around and talk about our hurt feelings.
Okay, now we're going to focus on this, Alana, because this is unbelievable. And I highlighted this. What do they call this whole thing? The what circle?
A restorative circle.
A restorative circle. And you had, explain exactly what you had to do in that restorative circle.
Well, I didn't go because I'm not interested in talking about hurt feelings. I want to talk about facts and apologies.
But if you had sat in there, you legitimately hand a stuffed animal around, right?
Yeah, it's a bumblebee. So actually, I did buy myself a really beautiful bumblebee bracelet. But yeah, you pass a stuffed animal around, and you can only talk when you're holding the stuffed animal. And you have to talk about why someone's words hurt your feelings. That's it. That was their plan.
So the other thing that's important here, this is mind-blowing when you think about all this, but I want to make sure we get all the information out there because this is not simply an allegation on your part. The dude apologized to Dr. Ruta, right? He actually says, I wasn't in the right headspace. So it's not like they're denying that this happened.
No, they are. No one is denying that it happened. No one has actually said that he's not a Holocaust denier. And that was one of the questions we had for Kirkwood, because this is not the first incident that Jason Kipp has of anti-Semitic behavior in the classroom. And there's been no explanation. There's been no apology. And that would have really stopped all this from being so public. If right the next day someone would have said, oh, my gosh, I didn't mean that. I didn't hear you. I wasn't listening. But no, I mean, other parents who heard this, they wrote in. Kirkwood says they've gotten thousands of emails about it. Kirkwood has pulled non-Jewish kids out of the class.
But that's it.
Because, right.
Yeah.
So if his classroom isn't safe for all, how is it safe for any? And what's the plan for next year? Are they going to guess which kids are Jewish? Help me understand how
this should have never gotten this far. And I think you know that. And, I think people listening right now, and this is my response, is, how in the hell can Kirkwood react this way? It is just stunning that they don't have more that they can offer in this situation. It really is. It's mind-boggling.
Well, and it gets worse because 2 weeks ago, he actually followed my daughter down the hall, and there is video footage of it. Just picture a small eighth grade child and a larger man follows her down the hallway. But Kirkwood said that because he didn't say anything to her, it's not considered intimidation or retaliation.
That's ridiculous. Now, when this all started, I tried to assist in a way. We got the Attorney General's office at least to take a peek at this. Was there any follow through on that? And is there anything else that they can do, do you think?
So now that the investigation is over and Kirkwood has concluded, nothing. I would love to talk to the Attorney General. I would love to talk to more people because what happens next? You know, again, Jason Kipp has kind of this history of anti-Semitic behavior in the classroom. And if he is so bold to deny the Holocaust to parents during curriculum night, what is he teaching our children in the classroom?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the bottom line is you shouldn't be teaching children in the classroom. But Alana, I got to go because we got to get a hurricane update this afternoon. But this is a fascinating story.
I appreciate it.
I'd like to shed more light on this. We're going to keep going. So keep me posted. You and I are going to talk separately as well. So thank you very much.
Of course. Thank you so much, Mark.
That's unbelievable. I mean, I can't imagine if that happened to me and I was a Jewish parent. She's being pretty calm, all things considered, in what that teacher said. And Kirkwood has a long history of shameful behavior, and this just fits the narrative, sadly. It's unreal.
Get more at 971talk.com.